Hello.
Thanks for calling XBO. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you?
Yeah, my name is Gary. I'm with Geek Squad's recon team. I've got a order number I wanted to take a look at. Can you use my FMS number, or do you?
Okay, just hold on for 1 second. Let me get it pulled.
I think I've got your DMS number as well if you need it.
Yeah, just provide me with the DMS number.
DMS, okay. Let me scroll back up here. It looks like 0798 Charlie Alpha 91.
Okay. Oh, hold on. It did not. I'm sorry. It did not type. I really hate when I do that. What was the number again?
0798 Charlie Alpha 91.
Okay. Okay. Bear me one moment while I get that account pulled up. I have a Karen Crothers. 1968
okay, yep,
Creekside Drive within Illinois 60189. And how can I assist you with this account today?
So we've had lots of problems on this, and it looks like they had tried to send this out today and only the installs got scheduled. They've rescheduled it for the 25th in our system, but when I look in DMS, requested service date, I still see today, but if I scroll all the way down to service package details, I see 425. I'm just wondering, did that schedule to y'all's system?
425, let me see. I see something says rescheduled. I see it canceled, then opened, then rescheduled. And I see a lot going on in the notes. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Right. Well, my concern. We've had some real issues on this order from our side. It looks like we sent it out with home delivery today and just to do some of the installs, and they didn't have products. So then somebody got it scheduled, at least in our system, it shows scheduled to you. But when I looked in DMS, I wasn't comfortable with what I was seeing there. Like I say, I see down in the services area, shows 425, 12 noon.
Right, and that's what I'm seeing as well.
Mm-hmm. But up on the requested service date, it still had today's date. Now, I didn't know if there was a lag in that or if we had an issue between our system and yours. So,
right.
I don't know if I need to get back to my warehouse and have them do something else or just trying to head off more problems for the customer.
Right. I totally understand. Then I see 11. They have so many dates. Okay, hold on. April 21st. That's today. 12 noon. Old value. Did the customer have to do an exchange? I'm just asking.
No.
This our new appliances. Okay.
Right.
So on my end, I see that it is set for the stuff to be delivered on the 25th at 12 noon. In the notes, I see something about today, but they had canceled that out.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
It had been scheduled, and then it got put on our home delivery, and they can't do refrigerators, and they actually only got when I got into this, it sounds like they only got the install. The services scheduled today out of our warehouse. They didn't get the products on the truck. So, needless to say, I have a very upset customer. And somebody got them rescheduled for Monday. But, like I say, as I got in and started looking at y'all's system, I wasn't sure it transferred through properly, so I didn't want to leave her with the 25th only to find out we only got services again.
Right.
So right now what you're seeing looks like we have the products and the installs all scheduled with y'all for Monday. Is that correct?
Yes, Monday. Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, that makes me feel a little better because, like I say, I'm going to be following up with her, but I just wanted to, I promised her I'd do some checking on it and make sure we were set.
Most definitely. I totally understand.
I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XBO.
Bye.
Bye-bye.